Mishamlich from Sweetest Friend. This year should be a special schuss for our morning rush. Yichli Nishmas Mars Esther Batsu Shmuel, Schuss Moshe Veshtemar Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. And we're going to be learning the Siyata Dishmai, the Minchas Chinuch, with the Chidushim of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nassim Zatzal, the as of yet unpublished Chidushim. This week's Parsha, we learn about the Gid Hanoshim. Vayishlach Yaakov says the Sefer Achinuch Yesh B'mitzvah Selesa Se Achas V'yasar Es Gid Hanoshe. So you know, Kohen Luchu B'nai Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe. V'hai Lo Yochlu Lo Nemra Al Derech Sipur V'avnei Shira Dav Zev Avnei Ma'am Abanim Lechol Es Gid Al Atzar Hashem Yizbach Shelo Yochlu. So this is a din that we are not allowed to eat the Gid Hanoshe. Serious business. So the Minchas Chinuch writes in Uz Dalet, Vimnoig Gida Noshe Bishlil Shinishchato Imo. Is there an Issa Gida Noshe in the fetus that the mother was slaughtered? You're allowed to eat the Shlil, the Gida Noshe of the Shlil, the fetus. Me'arava Mechabe Lekamon Mitzvah Kuf Memzain Gavi Chilev, Hevi Shittis Haram Veharamban. Bekan Leviam Klal. Later on, the Sefer Chinuch brings the Rambam and Ramban, and here he doesn't bring them at all. Vidas Harve Rishonim Deshovi Gida Noshe Ledin Chilev. Many Rishonim hold that the din of Gid Hanoshe is the same as Chelev. V'das HaRambam, Perek Zayin Ma'acholos Esura Esaloch HaGimel, V'ben Tes Chai, after Nitr B'shchitas Imoi, Mikol Mokoin Chelboi, K'Chelev Be'eim Gemure, V'chayovin Olov Kores. So even though Rambam brings this Ben Tes, is mutter b'shchitas imo, the chaylev is like a chaylev of a behemah gemur and chaylev and koris. Let's see lashon of the Rambam. Hashoychet behemah umatzah bo shlil kol chel bo mutter. If you slaughter an animal and you find a fetus in its womb, all of its fat is permitted. V'afilu matzor chay b'nei shu ke'ever mimena. And even if you find it alive, because it's like a limb of the mother, ve'im shomu lo chadoshe v'mutzor chai af al pi shlo hifritz al hakarka eino tzorich shchita eino tzorich shchita chel bo asur b'chav nalav karis. If it was carried for the full period of gestation and discovered to be alive, its fat is forbidden and one is liable for karis. So you see that if it goes the full nine, then the chaylev is aser and there's a chiyuv kares. That's what Minchas Chinuch says here. The ben tes chay after nishchit simo, even though it's mutter b'shchitas imo, mikol makom chelbo k'chaylev behema gemura v'chayav anav kares, v'chein pasek b'perek ches halach alef denoig b'shlil din gid. There's also a din gid. It's an iser on the gid anoshe, there's an iser on the chaylev. Uledaitoi ein tolu din chaylev v'gid beheter shchita se'ein. So he holds that the din of chaylev and gid isn't tolu beheter shchita se'ein. Bein rav magi peret zayin sham v'das haramban chul in sadi beis amid beis. The chelbo v'gido shel shlil k'mo shenitam sharivam shchita se'ein mitolam gam chelbo v'gido. Shitat haramban that the chaylev and the gid are mutter with the shchita of the mother. V'das ha'tesis da'arash be the chelbo ha'tesis chul in peites amid beis. Rash Basham Sadi Bezam Bezam Teras Abayis, Bayis Sheni Shal Shlish, Shamishi, the Chelbo Mutter Vigido Aser Kedas HaRambam. The Chelb is Mutter, Vigid is Aser, like the Rambam says. Meaning, the Chelb is Mutter, not like the Rambam, and the Gid is Aser, like the Rambam. See, have various Shittas in the Rishon. Rambam, that they're both Aser. Ramban, they're both mutter, and Tosfos and Rashbe, that we're mechalek, the chelev is mutter, the gid is aser. And then he says, he gives a few more mekaymes, and he says, ve'en kavanasi b'chibul ze laharich b'pilpulim b'meh sheherichu hem. So it's not my avoidance in this sefer that I'm writing to have long pulpulim. Minchas Chinuch usually speaks kurz und deutlich, katzar v'lanyan, and then he allows all the lamedim for all the generations to be mefalpel b'dvarav hakadoshim. Ashreinu matoy v'chalkenu that v'zeche. Vayen sham b'kreisi u'pleisi. Shekosav tam nochoin l'shitas ha-sevrim da'achilev niter b'shchitas ha'en. Af b'kolu chadoshov. So the Kresi Umplesi writes a correct reason for those who paskin that the chalev is permitted when you shech the mother, even if it goes the full nine. So what's my highest chilek between the chalev and the gid? The chalev is mutter and the gid is asur. Kevin the hadim mutter hakol b'shchita sa'im yalfina mikol behema toichelu. Since the fact that everything is mutter when you shech the mother, you learn in Chulin 69a from the Mikol Behemah Toichelu, Ayin Chan Chulin Perek Behemah Makshe. Shekasa Daken Koro Motzi Yezdom Adenu B'chal Behemah Toichelu. V'dam La B'chilu El Eshtiye. So it says, you can eat from all the animal, which includes an animal whose mother was Shechted. And therefore, the Ran writes in Chulin Perek Behemah Makshe, that therefore you rip it open and you remove, you extract the blood, because that's not included in behema tochel, because dam is not achila, dam is shtia. Therefore, the dam of this animal is also. In kain, the fiam of all bipsachim chof beis b'shitas chizkev Rabbi Abba d'leman d'sfir le ein beginim b'nai saint ha'am lo yamrinin kishavut l'nevela hi v'chel ba v'gida hutu. So based on what we see in Psachim 22a, in the sheet of Chizki and Rabbi Abo, that according to the one who holds that Gidim don't have a tam, and we don't say when an avela is permitted. Permitted what? Permitted in Hana. When an avela is permitted, Hana. The Chela and the Gid are also permitted. No, in Gidim, no same tam. It's not included in the heter of the animal, of the Nevela, because it's not part of the Nevela. Because if in Gidim, no same tam, it's not shaykh to say, give it to the ger and the ger will eat it. Give it to the guy and the guy will eat it. Not shaykh to say that because you can't eat the gid. It's lav achila. And then he references Tosis. Now here it says that you eat the animal. Here also, we're going to use the same logic and we're going to say, what does it mean to eat the animal? What's edible? But we're saying begid the benay same time. Begid doesn't have taste. So therefore, this isn't considered achila. And therefore, lo huter agid. And therefore, the gid is in mutter. The gid is aser. The gid is aser. It's ain begidim and saying tam, and it's not considered achila. The Pnei Yehoshua in Psachim writes a similar chiddush. Psachim chof gimel amud aleph ayin sham. And lechora, there's a big kasha here, because that could be that according to the Mandi Yomer, ain begidim benoy saying tam, you can't say kol ba mehema tochelu is referring even to the gid, since the gid is not edible. That's what the Menachas Chinuch wanted to say. He wanted to say that the heter of this ben pekua is from the pasuk of v'chol b'hema mefreses paris which is not such they put malas gerer v'hema oisa seichelu. And Chazal darshan that what's in the behema you can eat. So what do we say? You can only eat what's edible. And it can't apply to the gid, since the gid is inedible. So therefore you don't have the het there. If you shech the animal and then the ben tes, you shech the mother and there's a ben tes in there, you don't have a het there to Eat the animal because it's not edible. Eat the gate because it's not edible. But the pasuk says, "Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael gid anoshe." The pasuk says, "Loshen achila by gid." So the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say, "No, it's only mutter to eat. There's only a heter b'shchita same to eat, but im ein begidim b'noi same ta'am, so gidim isn't considered eating. So if there's no heter." Yeah, but it says in the Torah calls it eating. The Torah says, "Hakein lo yochu b'nei Yisrael gid anoshe." So you see the lashon achila is shayich in a gid. So how can you say that achila is not shayich by a gid? Achila is shayich by a gid. It says even wherever you are, because the Pasuk says, "Hakein lo yochu b'nei Yisrael." It's called achila. Ube'emes hamayin b'Rashi b'Psachim dafta chof beis amar alef yirmas lanicha leman damar yesh begidin. We'll see that he explains that leman damar yesh begidin b'noi sein tam. What does it mean that yesh begidin b'noi sein tam? There's tam basar. And therefore, it's included in the heter hana of nevela. And leman damar ein begidin b'noi sein tam. Hainu she'ein boi tam basar. V'lav nevela mikri. Ela ka'atzamais. V'al ken lo ishri b'chlal nevela. So leman damar yesh begidin b'noi sein tam. It means it has a tam basar. Leman damar ein begidin b'noi sein tam. It doesn't have a tam basar and it's not called a nevela. But rather, it's just like atzamos. It's like bones, and therefore it's not included in the heter of the nevela. So he doesn't say pshat Rashi that ein begidim b'noi sein tam. It's not included. The gid isn't included in the nevela because lo shayich be va'achla, because you can't talk about va'achla because be'emes there is a va'achla. You can't eat it. Because we see that the Torah calls it achila. It says, "Alkein lo yichlu b'nei Yisrael gid anoshe." It says, "Lashon of achila," and not that it's not included in the nevela is because the nevela only applies to basar, and gid is not basar. It doesn't have tam basar. That's what it means. Ein begidim b'nei sein tam. So Michas Chiluch wanted to say, "Oh, there's no. It's not considered achila. So therefore, there's no heter of the gid with the shechita se'em." But the pasuk says achila. Pasuk calls it achila, and the man diomer ain begidim b'noi sein tam. Rashi just says ain lo tam basar, but it has tam. It's called achila. It's like something. Just doesn't have tam basar. And the reason by gid is shaykh losh and achila, even according to the man of ein begid and otein said by Saint Tam, we can say based on the chavis das in Yeredeya, simen kuf, shakom moidim, shegid yesh bo tam kolosh. It has a shtickle tam, it just doesn't have the koyach to give tam in the basar, and therefore there's no din of tam ki ikil in the gid, because it doesn't have enough tam to give tam in the basar, but it has tam, it has a tam kolosh, and sorry, it's in the mati yehinesim. And since it has a tam kolosh, you can say that there's an inyan of achila. Mashehevi aplesi mitaisis psachim divor masl reb Shimon shalaman damer in begid b'nai sein tam svari dechiyaser b'hanah nami yaser v'lo shaycha be'achila. So he referenced Tosfos divor masl reb Shimon that according to the man diyamer in begid b'nai sein tam, it's a svara. Then when it's that since the Torah answers a gid hanoshe, even though it has no tam, so the logic would be that it also answers it b'hanah. Because it's not shayach. An Isra Achila. And that's what the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say. Kevan de ain begidim b'noi sein tam, lo shayach lomer legerusha b'sharach t'tin avachol. Since gidim have no tam, you can't say, oh, give it to the guy and he'll eat it. Because it's not considered Achila. And then look at Tosfos. Tosfos says that since it's not Aser ba, it's not Aser, ain begidim b'noi sein tam, because since in the beginning of the same time, it means it's not considered achila.
it's going to be Asr Bahana. Since it's not Asr Bahachila, it's not considered Achila. So what then is the Isser? The Isser is Hana. Lashon HaTosfos. V'yesh loymar, kevan d'savra ein begidim b'nai same time, svaru d'chi Isser. Since ein begidim b'nai same time, it's a svara that went into Isser, v'hana nami Isser. L'shaycha b'achila. The Isser is not Achila, because ein begidim b'nai same time. Since the Isser isn't Achila, so then any type of Hana is Asr. And that's why you're not allowed to give it to the guy. Because the Isser is Lav Dafkin Isser Achila. That's Tosfos. So, and from that, the Minchas Chinuch wanted to prove that here, where it says Bebehema Tochelu, and this is an Achila because Ein Begidim B'nai Same Tam, so the Gid is in Mutter. The Gid is still Aser, because if it's not included in the category of Achila, then there's no Het there to eat it, only if it's considered proper Achila. And Ein Begidim B'nai Same Tam is not considered proper Achila, just like over there. In the case of the Gerasher B'Sharechet and the Net of Achala, it's not considered Achila, and therefore the Yisr isn't Dafka Achila, the Yisr is any type of Hana. That's the Menchas Chinuch. But what Tosis means is that Dafka B'Shar Asurei Achila that have Tam Gomer, this is far to say that the Torah only Asered Hana Asachila, which is Hana Gemura, and not other Hanos, which are not like Hana Asachila. According to the Mandamar, in Begidim B'nai Same Tam, Gam Be'achilas Hagid is only a little bit of Hana. The Mele, the Svar is that Gam Shara Hanos as the Torah said other Hanos. And when it comes to Achila, so there the Svar is that the Torah says Achila. So the Torah only answered Hanas Achila, which is Hana Gemura, and not other Hanos, which are not like Hanas Achila. Hashem can begit Anoshe. According to the Mandiyamra, in Begidim B'nai Same Tam, Shigam Be'achilas Hagid, there's only a little bit of Hana. So the Svara is that all the other Hanas are also Aser. If you need a Shtarka Hana like Achilas, so then all the other Hanas are going to be Mutter. But if it's, if in Begidim B'nai Same Tam, that means that you're only getting a little bit of Hana, Hanas Achila. That's not considered real Hanas Achil, it's only a little bit of Hana. So maybe all the other Hanas are going to be Aser as well. But there is a Shtikal Hana here. There is a Shtikal bit of Achila. You can't say that it's not considered Achila. I mean, Menchas Chinuch wanted to bring from this Tosis that it's not considered Achila. It is considered Achila. It's just a Hana Klishta. So therefore, since it's considered Achila, a little bit of Hana, so therefore we're going to ask any all the other types of Hanas as well. That's what Tosfos says. V'yishlamer kevin d'sar v'ein begidim b'nai same tam. Right, it says like this, to go a little bit back in Tosfos. In the Gemara we see that according to Chizki, only in the place where it says lo yochal, it's mashm isra Hana. But if it says a lashon isra achilo, in a different lashon, it doesn't include an isra Hana. And this is difficult, because from the words of Rav Shimon that Asur is Gid Hanashe, Behana, it's Muchach that he holds that the Lashon of Lo Soichlu also includes Isser Hana, even Lo Soichlu means Isser Hana. Because by Gid Hanashe it says Lo Yochlu. And according to Rav Shimon, it's Asur Behana. So how could it be that Yuchizkiya hold that a Lashon of Lo Yochlu it's not going to be an Isra'na. According to Rav Shimon, is it Isra'na? And the answer is no. Really, according to Rav Shimon, the Solution doesn't include an Isra'na. And the reason here that the Gid is Asr B'Hana is because according to Rav Shimon, Ein B'Gid Tam. It's like an Etzem. And therefore, the Isra is only if there's a Shtaka Hana. Like the Isra is only, Achila doesn't include, Achila doesn't include Hana. But here, it's not Achila. It's not a strong Achila. It's only, as we're explaining, it's only hana klishta, it's only a little bit of hana. And since it's only a little bit of hana to eat it, and the Torah asks it, so therefore the Torah must be asking all hana. That tos is not a raya. For the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch, that this is not considered achila. Ain't begid the menosin time isn't considered achila. And therefore the gid hanasha is aser. The gid hanasha of a bentes is aser. Because the Torah only asked what's called achila. This is also called achila. It's not achila gemur. It's not a strong achila. However, we find that there's a tana de misaya to the place in the Pnei Yoshua. Again, the place in Pnei Yoshua. Hold that explain those who hold that the chelev is mutter b'shchita se'em even b'kolo chadashev. And the gid is aser, and it's not nitter b'shchita se'em, because the only thing that's mutter b'shchita se'em is achila. And the gid hanash is not called achila. And we're arguing that it is called achila, it's just achila klishta. It's a lighter achila. But it's still called achila. However, we find the Tana de Messiah to the place in the Pnei Yoshua, the Perish Rabbeinu Chananel b'Psachim, of Chavbet Amud Aleph, Shu Katav Lefaresh, the Hadel Aman de Amrein Begid Ben Aysin Tam, Lo Yamrin and the Gido Hutra Behade Nevela, the Hadit Neva Cholaksiv, Vlo Hutar El Midi de Bar Achila, Begidim Lav Ben Achila Ninhu, the Les Behu Ben Aysin Tam. Ben Chananel writes, that according to the Mandir Megidim Nai Saint Tam, we don't say that the Gid is permitted together with the Nevela, is because it says Titnan of Achala. The only thing that's permitted together with the Nevela, Behanoe, is what? Is a Barachila, is something edible, and Gidim aren't Bnei Achila, because Las Behu Benai Saint Tam, because Gidim don't have Tam. And since Gidim don't have Tam, they're not considered Bnei Achila. And that's like the Svara of the placing of the Pnei Yoshua. And since it's not considered Achila, and the Torah asked Achila, and this isn't considered Achila, eating the Gid, so the Meila, the Gid is included in the Heter Hana of the Nevela. Because the only thing that's included in the Heter Hana of the Nevela is a Midi Debar Achila, something edible, and this is inedible. So just like the place he holds, that the Gid is not Mutar B'Shchita Sima, because it's not considered Achila. And that's also why Shitas Chizkev Rabbi Abo Aman the Sfir Lein Begid the Benay Saint Tam. We don't say Kesher Hutra Nevela Hiva Chelba Begid the Hutra. We're not Matir the Gid together with the Nevela. Why are we not Matir the Gid together with the Nevela? Because when we were Matir the Nevela Behana, we're only Matir it's edible when it's edible. But the Gid is inedible. So therefore, there's no heter hana. That's the Plessy, and that's the Pnei Yoshua, and that's also the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says that when the Torah was matir on Avela, the Torah was only matir the Bahana, the Torah was only matir what you can eat of the Nevela. But the Gid is inedible. Therefore, there's no Heter Hana. So we have a Tana de Misaya. And that's why the Gid is aser. And the kid is going to be aser, even if it's a shlil, even the fetus, because it's not mutter b'shchitas aim. Because if it's mutter b'shchitas aim, it's achila, and this isn't called achila. However, we can ask a kashem Rabbeinu Chana now, and that is that how is it possible to say that begid, it's not shaykh to have achila? When Chananel holds that begid, there's no achila. How can it be that gives no achila? It says in the pasuk, "Kein lo yichul b'nei yisrael gid anasha." That's what we said before. You're telling me the gid has no achila. Here we see the gid has achila. Reish hakasev koro achila. So we can say that le'inyan iser achila yichul gid anasha. It says in the pasuk, "Kein lo yichul b'nei yisrael gid anasha." Since he wants to eat it, so the Torah is machshav the achila, even though it has no time. Nevertheless, since he wants to eat it, it's achshav el achila. So the Torah is machshav is achila. Derech shekos the Rambam. If a person makes a shvur that he's going to eat, and he eats food that are not roi l'achila, and he drinks drinks that are not roi l'shtia, he's not over on the shvur. He made a shvur he's going to eat, and he ate inedible foods. He's yotzei de achila. Why? Because he's machshav is achila. So we see from this yisrael that a person's machshav achila, even though it's not och, that's roi l'achila. So to the gid anoshe, the Torah asks her to eat the gid anoshe, even though ain begidim b'noi same tam, since he wants to eat the gid anoshe, so it's machshav is achila. And therefore it's together achila, v'shaych be'alav, the loichu ben yisrael gid anoshe. When the Torah was mitzav ben avail, and the sin alager, l'nachvi ben mechira. When the Torah says that you're not allowed to, when the Torah says to give it to the guy, it can't be that it's talking also about the Gid Anasha. Why? So Mistama, the Gid doesn't want such a matana. The guy doesn't want this to buy this with money. And therefore you can't say the heter is in the Gid Anasha. You can't say the heter hana. Give to the guy, it's on the Gid HaNasha. Because that's not what the guy wants to take. It's when, because it's not edible. When you're eating it. So the Torah is Machshav Yerachil, it's considered Achila. But to say that there's a Heter Hana, that this Nevela, you should give to the guy. Some of the guy doesn't want to buy it. If it's not edible. It's not included in the sale. The Mimela, it's also not included in the Heter Hana. Because since Mistama, the guy's not going to want this Gid. So it's not included in the Heter Hana. It's included in the Heter Hana. It's what the guy can eat. But this isn't included in the Heter Hana. And to explain the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi explains that ein begida b'noi same tam is that there's no tam baser, and the male is not included in the nevela. And since it's not included in the nevela, you're not allowed to get hana from it. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that it's not included in va'achla; it's not considered eating at all. So what's their argument? So maybe they're arguing about what the Chavis Das and the Mati Enison write, and so to the Plesi and Yerdei and Simsam Chemsiv Katan Hey, that even though ein begida b'noi same tam. It has a shvachat tam, and it doesn't have enough to give tam bebasar, but it has a certain tam. So now we can say that Rashi holds like this svar, and therefore it can't be that we explain that leman darmei megidim in same tam. It's not together to achla akopanim. It's roi lachil lekulei alma. It has a tam kolish. It has a shvachat tam. It has a weak tam. It has a little bit of tam. It's just not nice in tam lacherim, like Rashi explains. She ain't nice in tam bebasar, and therefore you can say that. That Achila is Shaykh, even if you hold the in Begid the B'nai same time. Because again, Lashon Rashi, made out Lashon Rashi this time. Elamanda Ein Begidim, the Isser Noi same time Basar. In his Bashlim a Basar. Ein Begidim, the Isser Noi same time Basar. If it's cooked with Basar, it doesn't give time. So Hamalav tam basar ispu. It doesn't have a tam basar. So since it doesn't have a tam basar, it's not included in the nevela. The reason it's not included in the nevela is not because it's not food at all. It doesn't have tam. It has tam. It's just not included in the nevela because it doesn't have tam basar. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not included in the nevela because it doesn't have tam at all. It's kipshuto. And when Rashi writes, Lav nevela mikrele katsamos, to have eitz ba'alma, v'lorishri v'chal nevela v'eitzu, v'atarachiyah v'alav, not pshat, it's mamish like eitz. It doesn't have any tam, but it has very, very little tam. It doesn't have tam basar. And therefore, it's not included in the heter of nevela, of hana from nevela. Mashenken l'Rabbeinu Chananel, ein begidim shum tam, it doesn't have any tam at all. So, there's obviously a lot more to say. This is one little shtickle minchas chinuch. I'm saying this is a huge sefer. You can literally spend an entire lifetime just going to the minchas chinuch b'iyun. It's a pile, pile, pile plus. Al kol panim, we hope to have many, many more shiurim in minchas chinuch. Hashem should give us life and health. We saw the Kresi Uplesi, who writes a tam nachon to those who hold that the chaylev is mutter b'shchita se'im, even makalu chadashav. Why is the chaylev mutter b'shchita se'im? Because he shechted the mother, and the animal is part of the mother. But the gid is aser, and the gid isn't mutter b'shchita se'im. Because that it's mutter b'shchita se'im is alts behema, tochelu, eating. But this isn't considered eating. Since it isn't considered eating, the gid, it is not permitted when you shecht the mother. And therefore, since it's not considered eating, it is also not included in the heter hana of nevela. Only what's achila is considered in the heter hana of nevela. That was the placi. So we saw the Pnei Yoshua also says that vort. Then we saw the Rabbeinu Chanana also says that vort. And then we asked, the Torah calls it achila. So the answer is that the Torah calls it achila because it's machshiv yir achila. When it comes to the heter of hana from the nevela, which is what the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara is talking about getting hana from the nevela. There it talks about what the guy, it says, give it to, it says, take the nevela, give it to the guy. So you see, you're allowed to get hana. The benefits you're going to get when you give it to the guy. So that's only when it comes to some, the Torah is only referring to what the guys can actually want to eat. But the nevela, he's not going to want to eat. Doesn't taste very good. The ghee doesn't taste very good. So therefore, that's not included in what you're selling to the guy. And therefore, it's not, there's no heter hana for the git. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel means. And we saw the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, that according to Rashi, the git has a little bit of taste, just not so much. It's not nosein tam, but it has a little bit of tam, and therefore her shteitzel that it be considered achila. Just, it's not included in the heter of the nevela because it doesn't have tam basar. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not included in the heter of nevela because it doesn't have tam at all. So that is just super duper. And Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, Be'otzot Hashem Darkeinu, Anachnu Od Bli Nedar Mamshich. And we will see continuing Nifla'ot Rabot V'Gdolot Mitorat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.